You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner has a history lesson on the mighty 8th Air Force.
The next few days marks an important 70th anniversary. There are very few military organizations that can boast such a storied past, have sacrificed more, and have done more to assure our freedom than the mighty 8th Air Force. Immediately following the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941, Adolf Hitler declared war on the United States on December 11th. America found itself confronting a two-front war, both of which must be projected across oceans in opposite directions. Before the United States could create a land force presence in Europe, force projection by the majority of our bomber fleet was deemed to be of cardinal necessity. The 8th Bomber Command was activated at Langley Field, Virginia on January 19, 1942. 8th Fighter Command was activated the same day. By February 10, 1942, 8th Bomber Command was reassigned to Savannah Air Base in Georgia. An advanced detachment was established to work with the Royal Air Force Bomber Command that same month. The first bombers, 12 B-17E Flying Fortresses, conducted the first of thousands of bombing raids on August 17, 1942. On February 22, 1944, the commands became the 8th Air Force. Its leader, Lieutenant General Ira C. Aker, turned over command to Major General Jimmy Doolittle, famous for leading the first bomber raid over Tokyo. The RAF suffered horrible losses while attempting daylight raids over occupied Europe. The Allies agreed that they would shift to night missions and that the 8th would support them and extend their range to the dangerous daylight raids. The Germans massed huge numbers of anti-aircraft flak guns around their industrial complexes and manufacturing centers. They also had the advantage of being able to scramble their ME-109, Focke-Wulf F-190 fighters, and the new ME-262 jet fighters to contest the air raids. Losses were high for both day and night raids. The changeover to the new command was quickly followed by truly punishing raids on the Reich. What had become known as the Big Week changed the air war. Beginning on the night of February 19, 1944, and continuing through the next day, the 8th Air Force sent a combined force of over 1,000 B-17s and B-24 Liberator four-engine bombers and 800 escort fighters with an additional 16 squadrons of RAF fighters. They destroyed 12 aircraft factories. The next day, 900 bombers and 700 fighters attacked more aircraft factories. 2 days after that, 800 bombers attacked the great German ball-bearing factory at Schweinfurt. The following day, the aircraft factory at Regensburg was hit. The Germans could not repair the damage dealt to them. Then, the following week, the 8th attacked the German capital of Berlin. 700 bombers and 800 fighters braved the greatest air defenses in the world. The Germans could not believe that American fighters carried the war to the skies above their capital. Shortly after this, the Germans received more bad news from the 8th. The next raid came with solid cloud cover, and the results were very accurate. What were the costs? Of all the numbered air forces, the 8th absorbed 47% of all losses. They accounted for 33% of all American aircraft losses in World War II. They lost 26,000 air crewmen over the European skies. They received 17 of the 38 Medals of Honor awarded. They gathered 42% of all total aerial kills, and they produced 566 aces. They dropped 35% of Allied tonnage dropped during the war. The next time you drive by Barksdale Air Force Base, remember that Barksdale is the headquarters for the 8th Air Force. And that those planes and flight crews are the legacy of those brave men of the greatest generation. Their history matters.